Howdy, Grayson County. This is Marshall Tollison, your Ag and Natural Resource Extension agent, and you're listening to Grayson Ag Talk. We've changed the name of the podcast to something a little more succinct and a little less of a mouthful, but we still have the same goal of bringing you relevant information in a podcast format. Today's episode is one that every person with a farm, ranch, lawn, or garden should be interested in, and that's most of you. Today, we're talking about fall armyworm and how to keep them from damaging your property. Fall armyworm is a seasonal pest in North Texas. Fall armyworm is also a migrant pest. They cannot survive winter in Grayson County and instead move, much like an army, north from Mexico every year. Adult moths move from fields where they spent their larval stage to new ground to lay their eggs in. Armyworm larvae aren't tolerant to heat either, so they feed in the mornings and the evenings when the sun's not too hot. The larvae go through 6 stages before they pupate, or form a cocoon to change from a caterpillar to a moth. That process is metamorphosis. The stage that causes the most damage to crops and gardens is the 6th and final stage, which lasts 4 days. In this stage, the larva will eat 80% of the food it consumes in its lifetime. September and October are good times to look for armyworms to prevent damage to your crops or lawn. The first thing you might notice before an infestation is the adult moths. Males have gray and brown mottled wings with white spots near the ends. Females have generally gray wings with some brown coloring. Both have a wingspan of less than 2 inches and are more active on warm and humid evenings. After you've found the adults, you might want to start looking for the immature caterpillars. They will be either green or brown, between 1/2 inch to 1 inch long, depending on their age. They will also have black spots, and the older caterpillars will have brown and white stripes. Their head will also have an inverted white Y marking. Look for them in the cooler parts of the day. Armyworms will eat a variety of plants, especially corn, wheat, and forages. You don't want them in your yard or gardens either. Outside of their native winter grounds, there are no natural enemies that control armyworm. In your pastures or fields, sample 10 plants in 10 different locations to determine the percentage of infestation. If 75% of your plants show signs of damage, treatment is advised. The best way to avoid armyworm damage is to plant your summer crops early to avoid late harvest, which are susceptible, and put off planting winter crops like wheat or oats until the danger of armyworms has passed. If you have pastures or yards to protect, diligent scouting and chemical or biological control is your best bet. Bacillus thuringiensis, also known as BT, is a bacteria that produces a toxin that is fatal to many insects, including armyworms. Applications of BT is an excellent option for biological control. For chemical control, many common pesticides will kill fall armyworm. If you go to wherever you buy your over-the-counter pesticides, you'll have no problem finding a product that will work. Remember to read and follow the label, because the label is the law. That's all I've got for today. Make sure you check out our website, grayson.agrilife.org, and our Facebook page for upcoming events.